Welcome to Business Owner, Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. This is Matt Barbie, and I've got a great guest here today, Jim Zimek with Marble Life St. Louis. Say hi, Jim.
Hello.
Thank you. And now, with Marble Life, you're into hard surface restoration, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so tell me more. What does that mean?
Well, there's two aspects to the company. It's Marble Life and Endurocrete.
Yeah.
The Marble Life, we deal with more natural stone, like marble, granite, terrazzo, not installation, restoration, meaning we can go in and take out scratches and enhance slate and like tile and grout cleaning. So that's one side of the company, which is Marble Life.
Yeah.
We also do coatings and whatnot on ceramic tile and grout. Then the Endurocrete is decorative concrete, like overlays, pool decks, epoxies, flake floors for garages.
Yeah.
Decorative countertops.
Yeah.
We do a lot of resin countertops, concrete countertops. Once again, it's all, well, when it comes to the concrete, that is typically installation. For instance, people get basements, they get flood, and anybody that has the headache of ripping the carpet out is a major problem, which I've had to do in my own house a couple times, actually.
Oh, no.
And then we started doing decorative concrete, but this was 10-plus years ago. Anyways, it's an alternative to where if your basement, unfortunately, gets wet, you can vacuum the water up and your floor is not affected. So it's kind of a plus. It's kind of a win.
So was that your inspiration? You were just like so frustrated with your own basement. You're like, you know, there's got to be a better way.
No, but that's not how it rolled out. But once it got wet and I knew what I was doing, then it was yes, definitely the answer.
I'm definitely doing this. Yeah,
I'll never have carpet in my basement ever again.
Right. Well, that actually happened to us a year and a half ago. You know, I came downstairs, luckily just kind of earlier than usual. There's some stuff that I wanted to get done. But yeah, there was a good couple inches in the basement already. And you know what it was? It was the sump pump.
Yeah.
Like somehow like a little plastic cap of something fell into that little well in the basement and got stuck up in the propellers and just killed the sump pump. And it was a horrible mess.
Nightmare.
It was a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good for people to know that there is a solution for that. Actually, I mean, I've even seen some of your work, and you can even almost make it look like wood, can't you?
Yeah, those are concrete overlays. So yeah wood, random stone, basically any style, as far as ceramic tile, there's a lot of different, we can mimic hard surfaces.
Pretty much anything that's hard. Yeah. You just can't make carpet out of concrete. Is that what
exactly
you're telling me?
Right. Yeah. If it's a hard surface, we can pretty much hit it pretty close, and then it's durable.
Yeah.
Concrete's pretty hard.
And pretty well sealed and protected. Yeah. And
yes.
It doesn't crack like a typical concrete floor because it's slightly flexible from what I understand, or at least some installations?
So, no. No, no, concrete will crack. So for instance, if you have a basement that has a lot of cracks in it, or a pool deck, which is where we use mostly, is you use a random stone pattern and you build the cracks into the kraut joints, grout joints. That way if it recracks, it cracks in the joints, but it don't affect the stones that you put in there.
Okay.
Or made it look like you put them in there. So it's kind of a foolproof plan.
Oh, nice.
But now they have flexible epoxy,
which
will stretch. If the concrete's going to crack or move, it'll move with it without failing.
So oh, yeah.
It's kind of a double whammy depending on what look you want to go for.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool what you can do.
Yeah. I mean, you got like a gallery up on your site, right?
Yeah, I do. St. Louis - St.
Can't even see. Is it Marble Life - stlouis.com?
stlouis-marblelife.com.
Oh, okay. stlouis-marblelife.com.
That covers the Endurocrete and the Marble Life side of it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, check it out. It's really amazing what they can do. So you started the company, though, it was about 9 years ago?
Yeah. Before that, I was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, me and my brother were carpenters for almost 15, 16 years.
Yeah. Now you guys are co-owners together, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So that's kind of how that went. That recession hit, believe it or not, and my brother got laid off from TJ Weiss. And I was still working there, but I was getting ready to go work at Home Depot. Nothing against Home Depot, but he's really talented.
Right.
And he deserves, or he deserved more, and he still does, obviously, a better career than Home Depot. So anyways, it was Christmas, and he was getting ready to start there. And I asked him if he wanted to go into business. And well, obviously he said, yeah. And we hopped on a plane a month and a half later. And then here we are, 10 wow. years later. Wow. Continuing to grow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That it all worked out. Start a company in a recession. Just very grateful that it worked out for us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, what you do is probably great for a recession. Rather than, you know, replacing everything, you can actually make it look like almost brand new, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it avoids, don't replace, restore.
Right.
It avoids the headaches of tearing counters out and just numerous things, showers. You know, we do a lot of marble showers and ceramic tile grout kitchens.
Right.
So it's just, yes, it's a means to tear or to not tear out. It's
right.
a better answer.
Right.
So. And it's long term.
So you started the company about 9 years. You started with a family member.
Yes.
Yeah, your brother. So inherently, you know, it's kind of a family business, right?
Yes.
So that kind of family is involved. But then also tell me more about your current family. Like, do you've got children, right?
Yeah, yeah. My wife, Amy, and I have three kids, which Austin is 21, Sage is 10, and Sierra is 17.
Wow. Wow.
That is a roller coaster.
So you had two kids around when you were trying to start a brand new company, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I'm sure that there were a lot of challenges in trying to grow the company and invest the time. Because, I mean, you know, I've been there myself. I mean, we've all been there trying to invest the time in the company, but yet also take care of the family.
Yeah. It did affect it a lot in the beginning.
Like, yeah.
A lot. I mean, we made it work, thankfully, for my wife, Amy. We made it work. Well, but it did take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And not that it doesn't right now, but... the goals, I will have a lot more time in the near future, hopefully.
Right, right, right. Well, so you as a family came together, and Amy's going to be talking about, you know, her business and the business owner mom's edition this week. But so you guys as a family came together about 9 years ago and said, hey, we're going to do this. And so tell me about how did you... you know, find ways to kind of manage that time and balance it out. Did you guys have to kind of look at the calendar and schedule time? I mean, what was the...
Well, it actually wasn't that much different once I started the company, or we started the company, because when I was a carpenter, you got the weather and all the other crap that goes on. So I was working 7 days a week anyways.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that much of a difference. We were already used to my wife took care of a lot.
Yeah.
Basically everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was there, but she took the brunt of it, so to speak.
Right.
I mean, I was at games and practices and whatnot, but.
Right. Right. So you still made time to be in the special moments with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Amy was really helpful and she, I mean, she just did a lot to help take care of the family while you're trying to focus on what you need to do to grow the business, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot when you know, I was making whatever, 60, 70 grand at TJ Weiss, and you just throw it in the trash and go out in a recession and start it. You look at it now, it's like, wow, what was I thinking? But I did it without thinking, and it's working out.
Right.
We're still growing and adding and... Thank the Lord. Thank whoever helped.
Yeah.
I owe a lot to him because it feels good. And it feels good to have more time.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. Because you have a little bit more freedom with the business.
Yeah.
And you guys have, you know, worked it out to where, you know, your wife, she has her business and you guys are able to spend a little bit more time together now. So I'm kind of curious. So, you know, 9 years ago, you actually, you know, you obviously had certain family goals, starting a business and everything. But what would you say are like your family goals now? Like when you look at success in life and in all areas of life, business, family, you know, spiritually, whatever that might be, what does that look now? And how does that differ from 9 years ago whenever you started the business?
Well, honestly, 9 years ago when I started the business, when I was a carpenter, not that I had anything against it, I actually like it. And I'm actually building my brother's house right now, believe it or not. Yeah. It's something I've always liked, and I never had a problem with it. It was just that, honestly, I got to owe a lot of this to my brother. I was fine with it, but I wasn't going to let that happen. Being a carpenter, I thought I was going to be carrying wood and banging walls and hanging drywall until I was, I don't know, 67 years old.
Yeah.
And now I don't see me having to, not that I'll ever quit working, but not mandatory have to be there breaking my back.
Yeah.
To get the check every week. It's different. It's just different. It's better, a lot better.
So back then you were working seven days a week.
Yeah.
And it was kind of tough manual labor. And yes. I mean, you enjoyed it, but but when the recession hit, you knew some things had to change, you know, for your brother, for yourself, for your family.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, obviously it's developed over 9 years, but now you see kind of a different future. You know, you're not going to go into retirement necessarily with the hard manual labor because you started a business and you've, you know, worked really hard in developing it and growing it. You see something a little bit different. I mean, what does that look like for you? Being able to retire earlier, take the family on vacation.
Yeah, all of that. So back to the carpenter thing, you know, when I wasn't working Monday through Friday through for TJ Weiss or Cozy Homes or any of the other guys, I was on the weekends working side jobs. And I just thought that was always the way it'd be to be, just to have that upper little edge.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Some people want, you know, Monday through Friday and they're done and they check in and check out. I always wanted a little bit more so that we could go on vacation, and not that people can't, but I just always wanted a little more security to where if I did get laid off or whatever else, I had a little bit to carry us. And starting the company, thankfully, worked out. I've balanced it to where I have more freedom. I can't say I work less. I work easier, and I have more security.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're seeing big layoffs even now. So people who work for large companies, I mean, it happened to your brother.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that you're secure. I mean, I don't know if you were union, but I mean, I know some union folks that kind of get off the job or whatever, and you know, they worry about when the next job's going to be and all that.
And that's kind of the way that goes. When that recession hit, you know, you get, unfortunately, carpenters, if you're listening, I'm going to tell you, you know, your low guys get cut, and your middle guys get cut,
yeah,
and your future foremans get cut, then half your foremans get cut, and then you got your structure,
yeah,
and those are your top guys of the company, and they hang on to them, and then the riding bosses, and it just falls.
Right.
And then you're battling for a job, which you're at the bottom of the list. It's just every day you're going in wondering if today's the day I get laid off or today. It's just it's not a good feeling. I know everything's great right now and everybody's working a million hours, and
yeah,
it could change in a month or so. I just totally took that out of the picture.
Yeah.
And went my own route.
Yeah. So would you say now you have some more security because you feel like you're a little bit more in control of where you're going and the business is going?
Right.
That's fair? Okay.
Yes.
And so with that, when you have to work those sometimes a little bit longer hours, you have to go out and you know, something maybe... maybe some guys need help on a job or something like that, you know, because you know where things happen, right?
Yeah,
it's a little bit different, you know. Since you have ownership in the business and the results and all that, would you say it's less stressful for you? Even though it's stressful, is it or maybe stressful in a different way?
It is. It is stressful in a different way. I know I keep referencing carpentry because I did it half my life, literally. Carpentry, if you screwed up, you'd probably get knocked to the bottom list in commercial aspect.
Yeah.
Now that I'm actually kind of established, 9 years into it, if something gets screwed up, it's growing pains. No situation is the same. Every concrete floor is a little different. This one and the neighbor and every other one is different.
Yeah.
And stone's all different. It comes out of a mountain. It comes out of the bottom of the ground. It comes out of the sea. It all has its own little niche. So there's a lot of moving parts. So you don't think bad things happen and you don't hold on to them.
Right. Right.
I'll put the next day and on you go.
It's
pretty forgiving, so to speak.
You know, are there any days whenever it's kind of like, man, it would be a little bit easier to go back to the carpentry gig?
As I said, I always like being a carpenter, but after helping my brother right now, no.
No?
I won't.
Just love it.
I do, but I'm not going back. This is the last house I'm ever going to build. I'm done with it. I'm hanging up the pouches. No need.
So let's say you know the business was at a point where it was running the way, you know, running pretty smoothly. You know, you had a good general manager in place that, you know, kept it operating without you there. What would you and your family do? Would you guys travel more?
Yeah, absolutely. We would definitely. It'd be nice to get to that point where we could take a few vacations a year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, right now we struggle to take one just because of the time.
Oh, time, yeah.
But that would be fantastic.
Right.
You know, you take one in the winter and one in the summer or something like that. That'd be a different world.
Right.
Game changer.
Right. You know, and there are some folks who, you know, sometimes they look at business owners and, you know, whenever they get to that point, and all they see is that point whenever they're taking vacations and, you know, maybe they're not, going through quite as they've got the business where it's running itself, you know, and they'll look at that and be like, man, you know, I kind of jealous or whatnot. But you know, to your point, it's been 9 years and you've steadily grown and, you know, success doesn't happen overnight. So what would be...
Not at all.
During those struggles of the 9 years, you know, what was something that kind of kept you going during the hard times? What was like the biggest thing that you know, whenever you... Maybe, you know, some business was maybe down or, you know, maybe just had some issues with the team or something like that. You know, what kept you going?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. I refused to quit.
Yeah.
And that's all I could say is, as you said, there's a lot of growing pains and there's a lot of stuff that was flipped upside down, a lot of money that went places that shouldn't have went.
Naturally, yeah.
But just knowing that we would get through it. And
yeah.
I just knew we'd overcome it.
Right.
I felt it. And, I mean, you can go what you want. There was times I didn't pay my rent and whatever else to keep the guys paid, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just because I knew it was going two steps back to take 3 steps forward, you know, it's kind of the way it works. Sometimes it's 5 steps back and 5.5 forward, you know. But I just felt deep down that it would work itself out.
Right,
and,
right.
Plus, I had great guys. That my brother, he's huge. There's not a job that I can't send him on that I feel like he'd fail at.
Yeah.
It's huge. I can lean a lot on him, and he shines.
Right, right. So, one thing that you've mentioned to me that you have your business or your brother in your business, right? I mean, he's a co-owner, so you've got family naturally there. But you look at your whole team like family, and you really try to treat them like family. What do you mean by that when you say that?
I am not greedy, which I know some companies are. Some companies are. They are.
Beep.
I want my whole team to grow. Oops. I look at every one of my team and my guys as family, and I want them all to have good things and vacations and
yeah,
retirement and everything else.
So for you, the success of the business, it does really ride on the success of each of your individual team members.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, I like giving them money and giving them bonuses and making them happy. I want them to feel secure, not that old feeling, Carpenter again. Even though you knew you were good, you still didn't know. You weren't secure to where I want them to feel secure, and I make them feel secure. I love my guys and wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without them. I wouldn't be able to keep moving without them.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah. What are some of the little things that you do that you would advise other business owners who realize that maybe, you know what, I would like to treat my guys, my gals, you know, in my business more like family? What are just some of the, because I mean, some people are like, how do I do that? What are just some of the little things that you say that you think really that you do that make a big impact?
He broke my concentration.
So, right. Just so you know, like if you're listening to this, our studio engineer, Chris, he's awesome. He put up the 3-minute mark. So we're closing in on time, but that's all right. That's all right. So some of the little things that you do, I think you said something about bonuses.
Yeah. I do. I give them bonuses. They get monthly.
They get monthly bonuses.
Yeah. I'm like,
so they know when they're doing well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. Right. So, I mean, it's kind of a measure of performance for them. But
yeah, it's a pat on the back, a thank you.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to help them, give them different incentives, or so to speak.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So just trying to find little ways that pump them up, and you probably get their response to like, hey, is this helpful? Is this what you looking for? You know, in terms of incentives and whatnot.
Simple stuff like, you know, we have car wash, you know, a pass in, like washing your van, and you know, just keeping things great. Organized. Yeah. You get a little bonuses for that. Just daily activities, just little incentives.
I love that. I mean, showing appreciation for the actual things that your guys do and gals that they do to help the team out and help the business run better. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they just do bonuses just based on, you know, maybe overall profitability, but you know, you actually look at all the things that go into profitability and encourage that, which I think that's a key point. You know, hey, our van's clean. That's a key performance indicator of whether or not, you know, we're going to be able to perform on a job, you know, if things are organized where they need to be.
Yeah.
But man, I think that is a phenomenal takeaway. So, real quick, if people are wanting to look at the restoration or maybe the concrete overlays and epoxy, what are some good ways for them to get a hold of you?
The website is marblelife-stlouis.com.
Okay.
And our phone number is 636-639-1304. If you have any questions or if you want us to come out and take a look at one of your hard surfaces, give us a call.
Awesome. Awesome. Are you doing any special promotions for the holidays or Christmas? So I think that you mentioned something like if somebody's been a past customer.
Yeah, we're giving a product out, but then a clean condition seal, the countertops for $90 or something like that. Basically, buy the material for us to do it, and we'll come take care of it.
Okay, great. So if you've had Marble Life out to your home, make sure that you watch. I think you're sending out a postcard is what you said. So watch for that.
Christmas cards.
Yeah, Christmas card.
With a little coupon
just,
in it.
Just an extra special Christmas or holiday gift, depending on whatever you celebrate. But, you know, a holiday gift. Thank you.
For the service.
And the patronage. Well, this has been Matt Barbie with Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition with Jim Zimmick of Marble Life. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.